Evolchen, Zacharias, be a prophetess, Erebef, Smoeth, Oeb, Shopin, Iman, Amin, of Goemos, Enheri, Zechem, by Vod, Emma, Eshmin, Enteti, Rombi, Emma, Hesnoti, Doro, Dore, Taraos, O Entetrias, Ethoem, Benoti, Shine, Em, Shine, Enteni, Enetiro, Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The prophecy of the first hour of the eve of Tuesday of the Holy Baskham, may his blessings be with us all, Amen. A reading from Zechariah the prophet, may his blessings be with us all, Amen.
نبوات الساعة الأولى من ليلة الثلاثاء من البسخم المقدسة بركاتها فلتكن مع جميعنا أمين. من زكريا النبي بركاته المقدسة فلتكن معنا أمين. وفي الشهر الثامن من السنة الثانية لدرياوس كانت كلمة الرب إلى زكريا ابن برشيا ابن عدو النبي قائلا قد غضب الرب على آبائكم قائلا قل لهم هكذا ما يقوله الرب الضابط الكل رجعوا إلي وأنا أرجع إليكم قال الرب الضابط الكل ولا تكونوا كآبائكم الذين خاطبتهم الأنبياء الأولون قائلين هذا ما يقول الرب الضابط الكل ارجعوا عن طرقكم الشريرة وعن أعمالكم السيئة فلم يصغوا ليسمعوا مني أو يطيعونني قال الرب الضابط الكل فأين هم آباءكم والأنبياء فهل يحيون إلى الأبد؟ لكن ناموسي وأقوالي التي أمرت بها عبيدي الأنبياء بالروح اقبلوها إليكم الذين أدركوا آباءكم وخاطبوهم قائلين كما أمر الرب الضابط الكل أن يصنع بكم بحسب طرقكم وكأعمالكم هكذا صنع بكم مجدا للثالوث القدوس إلهنا إلى الأبد وللأبد أمين.
Choisen ein Alleluia, der Rahmen wird mit Schirm auf Heuber Natonin und Lea. Du selbst, Rick, Kayo, Kagi, Abde Martik, Enka, Enke, Sosion, Astonin, Amin, der Sology, the first hour of the eve of Tuesday, Holy Bascha. May his blessings be with us all, Amen. Make us worthy to pray our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Yeleison tok tatingom nembion embismonem beamai shai neaminem manuil benoti benoro tok tatingom nembismonem beamai shai neamin betchoisis os verstos tok tatingom nembion embismonem beamai shai.
Neamin Emmanuel Penoti Penoro Thok Tetigo Nembion Embismonem Bia Mai Shine Beshoisi Sos Baristos Thok Tetigo Nembion Embismonem Bia Mai Shine Amin
Kiriela Ison Thok Tetigo Nembion Embismonem Bia Mai Shine Amin Emmanuel Penoti Penoro Thok Tetigo Nembion Embismonem Bia Mai Shine amin bashoi si sos bersos sok tati gom nembion embismon embia mai shine amin.
Yelai son sok tati gom nembion embismon embia mai shine amin Emmanuel penoti penoro sok tati gom nembion embismon embia mai shine amin bashoi si sos bersos sok tati gom nembion embismon embia mai. Shine me.
Kiriela ison sok tati gom nembion embismon embia mai shine amin Emmanuel benoti benoro sok tati gom nembion embismon embia Shainiyam Bashois Jesus Bahrasos Sok Tati Gom Nembion Bismonim Biamai Shainiyam
Yalaison Sok Tati Gom Nembion Bismonim Biamai Shaini Min Emmanuel Penoti Penoro Sok Tati Nembion Bismonim Biamai Shaini Min Bashois Jesus Bahrasos Sok Tati Gom Nembion Bismonim My shine, me.
Kiria laison sok tati gom nembion embismon embia. My shine, me. Emmanuel benoti benoro sok tati gom nembion embismon embia. My shine, me. Bashoisi sos verso sok tati gom nembio. Nembismon embia. My shine, me.
Kiria laison sok tati gom nembio. Nembismon embia. My shine, me. Benoti benoro sok tati gom nembio. Nembismon embia. My shine, me. Bashoisi sok tati gom nembio. Nembismon embia. My shine.
Kyrie eleison sok tati gom nembion embismon embia mahi shaini amin Emmanuel benoti benoro sok tati gom nembion embismon embi amahi shaini amin bashoisi isos bechristos sok tati gom nembion embismon embi amahi Shaini Amin.
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amin. Emmanuel, our God and King, thine is the power. Where the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين. عمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا. لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين. يا ربي يسوع المسيح لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed
be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Salmos to Avid Boga Ine Emba Oh.
tu kataxios inimes, tis acroasios togiu fangelio, kirion keton theonimon, ikatif somen sofei orthia kosomen, to agio evangele.
بركاته على جميعنا من خلاصي ومجدي ومب إليه إلى معونتي ورجائي هو بالله لأنه إلهي ومخلصي ناصري فلا زعزع أبدا الليل يا اللهم اطرف علينا وارحمنا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماع إنجيلك المقدس واصلوا من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري لوقا البشير بركاته علينا أمين. فقال له واحد يا رب أقليل هم الذين أخلصون فأما هو فقال لهم اجتهدوا أن تدخلوا من الباب الضيق فإن يقول لكم إن كثيرين سيطلبون أن يدخلوا فلا يستطيعون فإذا بلغ أن يقوم رب البيت ليغلق الباب فتبدأون بأن تقفوا خارجا وتقرعون الباب قائلين يا رب يا رب افتح لنا فيجيبكم قائلا إني لست أعرفكم من أين أنتم حينئذ تبتدئون أن تقولوا أكلنا قدامك وشربنا وعلمت في شوارعنا فيقول لكم إني لا أعرفكم من أين أنتم اذهبوا عني يا جميع فاعل الإثم هناك يكون البكاء وصرير الأسنان إذا رأيتم إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب وجميع الأنبياء في ملكوت الله وأنتم تطردون خارجاً وسيأتون من المشارق والمغارب والشمال والجنوب ويتكون في ملكوت الله فوز آخرون يكونون أولين وأولون يكونون آخرين واشتم بفانجليونيس أواب
والمجد لله دائما
من بران تترياس
نوموس يو
أبيوت نام بشيري
نم ببن ومائثو و
شيرنا ماريا
تي اتشرم بيثنسو
تي اتاسمي سينان
ام ابنو تي بي لوغو.
The exposition of the first hour of the eve of Tuesday of Holy Paschal may is blessed be with us all. Amen.
On his way to Jerusalem with his disciples, someone asked our Savior, "Few are those who will be saved." Our Savior replied, saying, "Strive to enter through the straight gate, lest you should come and knock on the door and say, 'O Lord, open the door unto us.' And he shall answer from inside and say unto you, 'I do not know you. Where are you from? Go away all you wrongful kins to the place of weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Many of the Gentiles will come from the east and west and will nestle into the bosom of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But you will be negligated outside, dominated by your profanity. repent and expect that your sins may be taken away. Christ our Savior has come and has borne suffering, that through his passion he may save us.
Let us glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done us mercy according to his great mercy.
Ve Christos ben sotir,
avi av shebemka,
inachen nefemka,
entev sotiemmo,
arenti o unav,
tenet shisiem befarad,
deaferona inimen,
Kata befneshtenai.
Ibulkin malakias bi profitis. Ere befezmo esuab shubin iman amin evgoemos. Ba ilmi bi ba ima empisaji emepshois. Ejem bi Israel khentejish u au ente trias su abnoti shainin im shainin tenien etiru amin
بسم الله والاب والابن والروح القدس الاله الواحد امين نبوات الساعه الثالثه من ليله الثلاثاء من البصحة المقدسه بركات علينا امين من ملاخ النبي بركاته المقدسه تكون معنا امين
فاتحت قول الرب لإسرائيل على يد ملاكه فضعوا في قلوبكم أحببتكم يقول الرب وقلتم بما أحببتنا أليس عيسو أخا يعقوب يقول الرب وقد أحببت يعقوب وأبغضت عيسو وجعلت حدوده للفساد وميراثه كبرية قاحلة لبنات أوي وإن قال الأدوميون أننا قد انهزمنا ولكن سنرجع ونبني الأخربة هذا ما يقوله الرب الضابط الكل هم يبنون وأنا أهدم وأدعوها تخم النفاق والشعب الذي غضب عليه الرب إلى الأبد فتبصر عيونكم وأنتم تقولون لقد تعظم الرب فوق تخوم إسرائيل الابن يكرم أباه العبد سيده فإن كنت أنا أبا فأين كرامتي وإن كنت سيدا فأين مهابتي قال الرب الضابط الكل وأنتم أيها الكهنة المحتقرون اسمي وتقولون بما احتقرنا اسمك لأنكم تقربون على مذبحي خبزا نجسا وقلتم بما نجسناه وبقولكم أن مائدة الرب حقيرة هي وحقيرة هي الأطعمة الموضوعة عليها إذ قربتم الأعمى ذبيحة أفليس ذلك شرا وإذ قربتم الأعرج أو السقيم أفليس ذلك شرا قربه لرئيسك أفيقبله منك أو يقبل وجهك ويقول الرب الضابط الكل مجدا الثالث
القدس شوي سنين أنا ليلو يا أخي نفران من فيوت نمي بشير نمي بن ماي سواب ونوتي نوتا من زوك سابت ريكا إيوكا جيب نمات كاني كاي كاستوسي ونستوني أون أمين تسبحات وصلوات الساعة الثالثة من ليلة الثلاثاء من البصحة المقدس بركة علينا أمين اجعلنا مستقيم نقول بشكر يا أبانا الذي في السماوات
تقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك في الأرض خبزنا الذي الغدنا أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن واجبين المسلمين علينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد للأبد أمين يا ليسون توكتاتي قوم نبيون بسمون بيا مايشاي نامين مانويل بن نوتي بن اورو توكتاتي قوم نبسمون بيا مايشاي نامين بن جويسي سوز برستوس توكتاتي قوم نبسمون بيا مايشاي نامين
يا ليسون توكتاتي قوم نبيون بسمون بيا مايشاي نامين مانويل بن نوتي بن اورو توكتاتي قوم نبيون بسمون بيا مايشاي نامين بچويس يسوس بهرستوس توكتاتي قوم نبيو نبسمون بيا ماي شاي نامين
يا ليسون سوكتاتي قوم نبيو نبسمون بيا ماي شاي نامين مانويل بن نوتي بن اورو توكتاتي قوم نبيو نبسمون بيا ماي شاي نامين بچويس يسوس بهرستوس سوكتاتي قوم نبيو نبسمون بيا ماي
Shine me. Kiriele son thok tati gom nembeon, embezmon embea maisha. نامين مانويل بن نوتي بن اورو توك تاتي قوم نمبيو نمبسمو نمبيا مايشاي نامين باتشويس ايسوس بيرستوس توك تاتي قوم نمبيو نمبسمو نمبيا مايشاي نامين
كريا لايسون توك تاتي قوم نمبيو نمبسمو نمبيا مايشاي نامين مانويل بن نوتي بن اورو توك تاتي قوم نمبيو نمبسمو نمبيا مايشاي نامين باشو سوز بخرسوس سوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبزمو نمبي آماي شايني أمين
كريا ليسون توك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبزمو نمبي آماي شايني أمين مانويل بن نوتي بن أورو توك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبزمو نمبي آماي شايني أمين باتشويسي سوز برستوس توك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبزمون انبياء ماي شاين امين
كريا لايسون سوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبزمون انبياء ماي شاين امين امانويل بن نوتي بن اورو توك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبزمون انبياء ماي شاين امين باشوي سيسوس بخرسو سوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبزمون انبياء ماي شاين امين
كريا لايسون سوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبزمون انبياء ماي شاين امين امانويل بن نوتي بن اورو توك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبزمون انبياء ماي شاين امين باتشوي سيسوس بيرستوس توك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبزمون انبياء ماي شاين امين
كريا لايسون سوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبزمون انبياء ماي شاين امين امانويل بن نوتي بن اورو توك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبزمون انبياء ماي شاين امين باشوي سيسوس بخرسوس سوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبزمون انبياء ماي شاين امين
كريا لايسون فوق تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبي ازمو نمبي اماهي شايني امين امانو البنوتي بن اورو توك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبي ازمون بي عماهي شايني امين باتشويسي سوس بخرستوس توك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبي ازمون نمبي أماي شايني آمين
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. Emmanuel, our God and King, Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, Thine is the power, the The blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين. إمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة
العزة إلى الأبد آمين. يا ربي يسوع المسيح لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى
يا أبانا الذي في السماوات
تقدس اسمك يأتي ملكوتك تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا الذي الغد أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد
صلم استودع
Evangelio.
ميون إثو
دوكساسي
أطلوكن أجيو
دوكساسي كيري
The Psalms of our Father David the Prophet. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. Look unto me and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep in death. But I hope in your mercy. My heart shall greatly rejoice in your salvation. Alleluia. We beseech our Lord and God that we may be worthy to hear the holy and divine gospel. In wisdom, let us attend to the Holy Gospel. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. And on that very day, some Pharisees came saying to him, Get out and depart from here, for Herod wants to kill you. And he said to them, Go tell that fox, Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day, I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must journey today, tomorrow, and the day following. For it cannot be that a prophet shall perish outside of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate. And assuredly I say to you, you shall not see me until the time comes when you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Ostem Evangelion Ethoa
Luxosi Kireia.
Genebron Tetereias
in Omosio.
Eviot Neme Shiri.
طرح الساعة الثالثة من ليلة الثلاثاء من البصحة المقدسة بركاته علينا أمين.
في ذلك اليوم وافاه قوم وأخبروه عن هيرودس الملك قائلين يا معلم اخرج من ها هنا فإن هيرودس المارق يريد قتلك. فأجاب وقال للذي قال له امضي وقال لهذا الثعلب الشرير إني أكمل شفاة كثيرين اليوم وغدا وفي اليوم الآتي وقد كتب لأنه لا يهلك نبي خارج عن أورشليم. يا أورشليم يا أورشليم يا قاتلة الأنبياء وراجمة المرسلين كم من مرة أردت أن أجمع بنيك فلم تريدي وذا أترك لكم بيتكم خرابا إلى كل الأجيال. أقول لكم أيها الذين تسمعونني إنكم لا ترونني منذ هذا اليوم حتى تقولوا كلكم من فم واحد مبارك الآتي باسم رب الإله. المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتألم لكي بآلامه يخلصنا فلنمجد ونرفع اسمه لأنه صنع معنا رحمة كعظيم رحمته.
بخريستوس بن صوتي
أفي أفشي بمقى
بين أخني بمقى
انت صوتي أمو
مار انت أونا
تنشي سيام ببنا
جي أفرونا عيني ما
قطب ابنشتنا.
ابلخن اوسي بيبروفتي سارب في اسمه ثواب شو بيني من امين بجو اموس انثق زب اسرائيل امبر ارتمي او يوضع بشيخون إي قلقلا أو هم برشنوتين إهري إفشنغون سوا أو أنت ترياسس أو أبنوتي شاينين إم شاينين تنيين تيرو آمين.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The prophecy of the sixth hour of the eve of Tuesday of Holy Vesper, may his blessing be with us all, amen. A reading from the book of Hosea, the prophet, may his blessing be with us all, amen.
But you Israel, be not ignorant, and go ye not, men of Judah, to Galilee, and go not up to the house of On, and swear not by the living Lord. For Israel was maddened like a maid heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a wide place. Ephraim has laid stumbling blocks in his own way. He has chosen the they have grievously gone a whoring. They have loved dishonor through her insolence. You are a blast of wind in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their altars. Hear these things, ye priests, and attend, O house of Israel. And hearken, O house of the king, for he controversy is with you because ye have been a snare in Scopia and has a net spread on Itabirum, which they that hunt the prey have fixed. But I will correct you. I know Ephraim and Israel is not far from me, for now Ephraim has gone grievously a whoring. Israel is defiled. They have not framed their counsels to return to their God, for the spirit of fornication is in them, and they have not known the Lord. And the pride of Israel shall be brought low before his face, and Israel and Ephraim shall not fall in their iniquities, and Judah also shall fall with them. They shall go with sheep and cows diligently to seek the Lord, but they shall not find him. For he has withdrawn himself from them. For they have forsaken the Lord, for strange children have been born to them. Now shall the canker worm devour them and their heritages. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
The doxologies of the sixth hour of the eve of Tuesday of Holy Vesper, may his blessings be with us all, amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pray our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amahi shaine
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. Emmanuel, our God and King, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين. عمانوئيل إلنا وملكنا، لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين. يا ربي يسوع المسيح، لك القوة والمجد.
Our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Salmos Toda Avin Bama Hey. so.
Taxeios inaimes, tis acrasios tagio evangelion, kyrion keton theon imon, ikatefsomen sofeor theakosomen tagio evangele.
مزامير ترتيل بين داود النبي والملك بركته على جميعنا ملجئي وإلهي فاتكلوا علي لأنه ينجين فخ الصياد ومن كلمة مقلقة الليلويا اللهم ترف علينا واسمعنا وارحمنا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماع إنجيلك المقدس فصل من بشارة معلمنا ماري لوقا الإنجيل البشير بركته على جميعنا فاحترزوا لأنفسكم لئلا تسقلوا قلوبكم من الشبع والسكر والهمومية فيقبلوا عليكم بغتة ذلك اليوم لأنه يأتيك الفخ على جميع الجالسين على وجه الأرض كلها اسهروا إذن وتضرعوا في كل حين لكي تقوى على الهرب من هذه الأمور المزمعة أن تصير وتقفوا أمام ابن الإنسان وكان في النهار يعلم في الهيكل وفي الليل يخرج ويبيت في الجبل الذي يدعى جبل الزيتون وكان جميع الشعب يبكرون إليه في الهيكل ليسمعوا منه
المجد لله دائما
إن إبران تتريس
إن أموسيوس
إبيوت نم بشيري
إن بمن معيسوه
شيرن ماريا
تيت شرم بأسنسوس
تيت أسمي سينا The exposition of the 6th hour of the eve of Tuesday of Holy Blessed is blessed be with us all, amen.
As an attending physician, Jesus was treating us free. He reminds us that excessive eating taxes the heart and saps the power from the body. In a parallel way, engrossment in worldly concerns could bring on us vicious passions, cause us to stray away from the fear of God. The wicked Satan can overwhelm us, drive us away from the path of salvation, diminish the awareness of our soul's salvation, and subject us to the dominion of death, just as the prey falls in the trap. Be alert and present fruits worthy of righteousness and atonement, so that you may stand in front of our judge and Savior Jesus. He was teaching the public in the temple. By night that he rested on the Mountain of Olives. By day he went down to Jerusalem, where people gathered early to listen to his teachings that are replete with righteousness. Those who heard him hurried to drink from the spring of his sweet water, as the book that testifies to his coming. He is the healthy, nourishing food for those who believe in him.
Christ our Savior has come and borne suffering, that through his passion he may save us. Let us glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done us mercy according to his great mercy.
Be Christos ben sotir,
aviav
shebem kav,
entef sotiemon,
marenti o unav,
telechisiem bevran,
zeaferona inimen,
katabevneshtenai.
Evolchin Osiebe Profiti Serebe Fismo Soeb Shobini Man Amin of Goemos Siti Notem in O Miss Miet Shol in O Ota Ente Ebon Ari Oini Noten in Oini Ente Eb Emi Boa o ente trias is o abben noti, shining im shine tene neti ro amin. Bismillah wal ibn ar-ruh al-qudus illah al-wahid amin. Nabuat is-sa'a al-tas'a milil tis-sulasam al-basha al-muqaddasa barakat alayna amin. Min hu sha'an nabi barakatuh al-muqaddasa takum ma'ana amin.
Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he comes and rains righteousness on you. You have plowed wickedness, you have reaped iniquity. You have eaten the fruit of lies because you trusted in your own way in the multitude of your mighty men. Therefore tumult shall arise among your people, and all your fortresses shall be plundered, as Shalman plundered Beth Arbel in the day of battle, a mother dashed in pieces upon her children. Thus it shall be done to you, O Bethel, because of your great wickedness. At dawn the king of Israel shall be cut off utterly. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my as they called them, so they went from them. They sacrificed to the Baals and burned incense to carved images. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, unto the ages of ages. Amen.
مليلة الثلاثاء من البصحة المقدسة بركته علينا أمين اجعلنا مستقيم نقول بشكر يا أبانا الذي في السماوات
كما في السماء كذلك الأرض خبزنا الذي الغد أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن وعد المسبين لينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد للأبد أمين يا ليسون توك تاتينغوم نمبيون مسخون يا مايكا يا مين مانويل بنوتي بنورو توك تاتينغوم نمبسمون بيا ماي شاين يا مين باتشوي سيسوس برستو توك تاتينغوم نمبيون مسخون بيا ماي شاين يا مين
يا ليسون توك تاتينغوم نمبيون مسخون بيا ماي شاين Neamin Emmanuel ben Noti ben Oro Thok Tatigom Nembio Nembismon Nembia Maisha Neamin Bechois Isos Begristos Thok Tatigom Nembio Nembismon Nembia Maisha Neamin
Yeleison Thok Tatigom Nembio Nembismon Nembia Maisha Neamin Emmanuel ben Noti ben Oro Tok te tigom nem pio nem pesmo nem piama chaine amin pechois Isos pe Christo Tok te tigom nem pio nem pesmo nem piama chaine amin
Kini eleison tok te tigom nem pio nem pesmo nem piama isha Nemin Emmanuel ben Noti ben Oro Tok te tigom nem pio nem pesmo nem piama isha Nemin bechois Isos berestos tok te tigom nem pio nem pesmo nem piama isha Nemin
eleison tok te tigom nem pio nem pesmo nem piama isha Nemin Emmanuel ben Noti ben Oro tok te tigom nem pio nem pesmo nem piama Chaine amin pe chois Isos pe Christos Tok te tigom nem pio nem pesmo nem piama Chaine amin
Kyrie eleison tok te tigom nem pio nem pesmo nem piama Chaine amin Emmanuel ben Noti ben Oro Tok te tigom nem pio Nem pesmo nem piama Chaine amin pe chois Isos pe Christos Tok te tigom nem pio nem pesmo nem piama Chaine amin
eleison tok te tigom nem pio nem pesmo nem piama Chaine amin Emmanuel ben Noti ben Oro tok te tigom nem pio nem pesmo nem piama Chaine amin pe chois Isos pe Christos Tok te tigom nem pio nem pesmo nem piama Chaine amin
Kyrie eleison tok te tigom nem pio nem pesmo nem piama Chaine amin Emmanuel ben Noti ben Oro Tok te tigom nem pio nem pesmo nem piama Chaine amin pe chois Isos pe Christos Tok te tigom nem pio Nem pesmo nem piama Chaine amin
eleison tok te tigom nem pio nem pesmo nem piama Chaine amin Emmanuel ben Noti ben Oro tok te tigom nem pio nem pesmo nem piama Chaine amin pe chois Isos pe Christos tok te tigom nem pio nem pesmo nem piama
Kyrie eleison tok te tigom nem pio nem pesmo nem piama Chaine amin Emmanuel ben Noti ben Oro Tok te tigom nem pio nem pesmo nem piama Chaine amin bechois Isos pe Christos tok Te tigom nem pio nem pesmo nem piama Chaine amin
Thine is the power the glory The blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. Emmanuel, our God and King, thine is the power, the glory. The blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, thine is.
Thou'rt the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين إمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين يا ربي يسوع المسيح لك القوة والمجد والبركة
يا أبانا الذي في السماوات
قدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا كفافنا أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا للمذنبين إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا أن لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد آمين
صالم استودع أبيد إبشو شوش فم بي
so
Oh, κατάξιος εν ημάς της ακρόασεως το Άγιο Ευαγγελείο Κύριον και τον Θεόν εμών εκατεύσομεν σοφέα ορθή ακούσομεν το Άγιο Ευαγγελείο.
We beseech our Lord and God that we may be worthy to hear the whole divine gospel. In wisdom let us attend to the holy gospel. A reading from the holy gospel according to our teacher Saint Luke. And as he spoke, a certain Pharisee asked him to dine with him. So he went in and sat down to eat. When the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. Then the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees make the outside of the cup and dish clean, but your inward part is full of greed and wickedness. Foolish ones, did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But rather give alms of such things as you have, then indeed our things are clean to you. But woe to you Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue, and all manner of herbs, and pass by justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. Woe to you Pharisees, for you love the best seats in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like graves which are not seen, and the men who walk over them are not aware of them." Then one of the lawyers answered and said to him, "Teacher, by saying these things, you reproach us also." And he said, "Woe to you lawyers, for you load men with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. In fact, you bear witness that you approve the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and you build their tombs. Therefore, the wisdom of God also said, 'I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they will kill and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the temple. Yes, I say to you, it shall be required of them. Woe to you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter in yourselves, and those who were entering in you hindered.'" Bow down before the holy gospel.
Glory be to God forever.
Tenebron in teteres.
En homos eios.
Eviot nem epshiri.
Empeb nemma etho owa.
Sherene mareia.
Ti echerom pi ethnesos.
Setas misinon.
Em evnoti pilogo.
طرح الساعة التاسعة من ليلة الثلاثاء من البصحة المقدسة بركته علينا أمين.
بسم الرؤوف الرحيم الكثير الرحمة المتأني كيف يوصينا أن نكون أطهارا ليس في أجسادنا فأخذ باله في قلوبنا أيضا. لما تعجب منه ذلك الفريسي الذي سأله أن يأكل عنده، فلما رآه يأكل الخبز بغير طهر ولا غسل يده تكلم معه المعلم العارف بكل شيء قبل كونه قائلا: أنتم يا معشر الفريسيين تطهرون خارج الكأس والسكرجة، فإما داخلها فإنها مملوء دعارة واختطاف وظلما، وآتوا صدقا وحكما عادل وكل شيء يتطهر لكم، فلنكن نحن أيضا رحيمين على كل إنسان خلقه الله، وعند ذلك نطهر نفوسنا وأجسادنا وأرواحنا من كل دنس الخطية. المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتألم عنا
لكي بألامه يخلصنا، فلنمجده ونرفع اسمه لأنه صنع معنا رحمة عظيم رحمته.
بخريستوس بن صوتي
في أبشبهم كار
هنا خنبهم كار
انت بصوتي أمون
مار انت أو
اتشيسي أم بفرا
زيافرون عيني من
عطاب منشتي أمنان
Evolchin Amos be a prophet, Serepephes Moesoab, Shopini Manamin, Evgo Emos, Koti and Saib Shoiso, Eritene Hon. Opo senten eshtem sho pi emevriti en o ekrom en jeb I en yusef o wo f e om om po wo en nef sho pi en jem vi ethnat shenas fem ep I en bi esrael wo wo en tetrias es o apenoti Shainin im shainin tanin.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The prophecies of the 11th hour of the eve of Tuesday, Holy Bessel, may His Bessel be with us all, Amen. A reading from Amos the prophet, may His Bessel be with us all, Amen.
اطلبوا الرب فتحيوا لألا يتوقد بيت يوسف كنار فيحترق ولا يكون من يطفئ من بيت إسرائيل. الرب يصنع حكما من العلي ويجعل العدل على الأرض. هو الذي خلق كل الأشياء ومياها وبغيرها. الذي يحول الظل بالصباح ويخشي النهار بالليل. الذي يدعو مياه البحر فيفيدها على وجه الأرض كلها. الرب الإله الضابط الكل اسمه الرافع المتواضع على العزيز والضعيف على المتعظم. ويأتي بالدمار على الموضع الحصين. لقد أبغضوا الموبخ على الأبواب ومقتوا الكلام الطاهر. من أجل ذلك هذا يقول الرب: بما إنكم ضربتم المساكين على رؤوسهم وأخذتم منها هدايا فاخرة، شيدتم بيوتا حسنة ولا تسكنون فيها وغرستم كروما شهية ولا تشربون من خمرها، فإني عالم بمنافقكم الكثيرة وخطاياكم العظيمة. تدرسون البار وتأخذون الرشوة وتهدون البائسين من الأبواب لئلا يسكت العار الزمان، لأنه زمان رديء. اطلبوا الخير للشر لتحيينا الى الابد والى ابد الابدين كلها.
شو سنين انا ليلو يا اخي نبران مبيوت مبشرين بدون ما اثواب نوتين وتميز وكسبت ليك يا اوكي يا ابن ما تكنين كاين كيسوس يا نستون انا مين. The doxology of the 11th hour of the eve of Tuesday of Holy Bessel is blessed and be with us all, Amen. Our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Deleison tok tatingom nembion nembismonem bea maisha neamin Emmanuel benoti benoro tok tatingom nembion nembismonem bea maisha Neamin batjois Isus verstos toktetingom nembio nembismonem biamai shainemi.
Kyrie eleison toktetingom nembio nembismonem biamai shainemi. Emmanuel benoti benoros toktetingom nembio nembismonem biam. Shainem beshois Isus Christos octetigom embio nembismon embia mai shainem.
Kyrie eleison octetigom nembio nembismon embia mai shainem. Emmanuel benoti benoros octetigom nembio nembismon embia mai shainem. Beshois Isus Christos octetigom Nembion besmonem biamai shai neami.
Kyrie eleison toktetigom nembion besmonem biamai shai neami. Emmanuel benoti benoros toktetigom nembion besmonem biamai shai neami. Beshois Isus Christos toktetigom nembion besmonem biamai shai neami.
Kyrie eleison toktetigom nembion besmonem biamai shai neami. Emmanuel benoti benoros toktetigom nembion besmonem biamai shai neami. Beshois Isus Christos toktetigom nembion besmonem biamai shai neamin.
Kyrie eleison toktetigom nembion besmonem biamai shai neamin. Emmanuel benoti benoros toktetigom nembion besmonem biamai shai neamin. Beshois Isus Christos toktetigom nembion besmonem biamai shai neamin.
Kyrie eleison toktetigom nembion besmonem biamai shai neamin. Emmanuel benoti benoros toktetigom nembion besmonem biamai shai neamin. Beshois Isus Christos toktetigom nembion besmonem biamai shai neamin.
Kyrie eleison toktetigom nembion besmonem biamai shai neamin. Emmanuel benoti benoros toktetigom nembion besmonem biamai shai neamin. Beshois Isus Christos toktetigom nembion besmonem biamai shai neamin.
Kyrie eleison toktetigom nembion besmonem biamai shai neamin. Emmanuel benoti benoros toktetigom nembion besmonem biamai shai neamin. Beshois Isus Christos toktetigom nembion besmonem biamai
Kyrie eleison toktetigom nembion besmonem biamai shai neamin. Emmanuel benoti benoros toktetigom nembion besmonem biamai shai neamin. Beshois Isus Christos toktetigom gom nembion besmonem biamai shai neamin.
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, amen. Emmanuel, our God and King, Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever.
لك الأخوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين عمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا لك الأخوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين يا ربي يسوع المسيح لك القوة المجد والبركة والعزة
Our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread.
Forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who
trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Psalms to the Avin et Aveshin O Gare Beishoy Emma Eee
Oh, wow. Oh,
مزامير معلمنا داود النبي بركاته على جميعنا امين لانه هناك سعادة القبائل قبائل الرب شهادة لاسرائيل يعترفون لاسم الرب هللويا اللهم ترافع علينا وارحمنا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماع إنجيلك المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري مرقس البشير بركاته على جميعنا آمين فأما ذلك اليوم وتلك الساعة فلا يعلمها أحد ولا الملائكة الذين في السماء ولا الابن إلا الآب انظروا واسهروا وصلوا لأنكم لا تعلمون متى يكون الزمان كمثل إنسان مسافر ترك بيته وأعطى عبيده السلطان كل واحد وواحد في عمله وأوصى البواب بالسهر فاسهروا إذا لأنكم لا تعلمون متى يأتي رب أفي المساء في نصف الليل أم عند صياح الديك أم في الصباح لئلا يأتي بغتة فيجدكم نياما وما أقوله لكم أقوله للجميع أسهروا وكان الفصح والفطير بعد يومين وكان رؤساء الكهنة والكتبة يطلبون كيف يمسكونه بمكر ليقتلوا ولكنهم قالوا لا نفعل هذا في العيد لئلا يكون شغب في الشعب
والمجد لله
دائم نبران انت اترياس
Ah. أثنى الصوص
فيه تسميسينا
أي مبنوتي بي
The exposition of the 11th hour of the eve of Tuesday of Holy Basim, may his blessings be with us all. Amen.
أنت وحدك يا المدبر العالم بسائر الأشياء قبل كون جمعها والأزمنة والسنون وكل الأوقات والأجيال الماضية أنت العالم بها. اسمعوا مخلصنا يقول علانية بفمه الإله هكذا قائلا: من أجل ذلك اليوم وتلك الساعة التي يأتي فيها ابن الإنسان، إنه ليس أحدا من سائر البشر ولا الملائكة يعلمهما، والابن أيضا لا يعلمهما إلا الآب فقد العارف بكل شيء. فاسهروا كل حين وصلوا، فإنكم لستم تعلمون متى يكون الوقت، لئلا يأتي بغتة فيجدكم نياما. فاحترزوا واحفظوا زاوتكم لكي تخلصوا من الفخاخ المنصوبة. المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتألم عنا لكي بألام يخلصنا.
بخريستوس بينصوتير
أبيعب شيء
Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the Monday of the Holy Bascha week, and if we can just get the review where we've gone so far, the Lord Jesus yesterday entered into Jerusalem as a king, and then retreated to Bethany in the evening. And then in this morning, Monday morning, as he was going to the temple, going to Jerusalem, he found the fig tree. And the fig tree had a lot of leaves, but no fruit, because it had a lot of leaves, but no fruit. And then he went to Jerusalem, and this is where he cleansed the temple. And then after he cleansed the temple and drove out the money changers, he went back out to Bethany and spent the night there in Bethany. And I think if you look at these two scenarios of cursing the fig tree and cleansing the temple, they're kind of tied to the same thing. So the problem with the fig tree, not that it didn't have any fruit, but that it had leaves, it was out of season, so it shouldn't have fruit. But it had leaves as if it had fruit. So this is kind of like an image of hypocrisy. And then the Lord Christ proceeds to go into the temple, and then he and the disciples begin to see what hypocrisy looks like, and displayed, of course, by the Pharisees. And I think, you know, the Lord wants today, as we journey through this Holy Passion Week, to begin with the cleansing. The cleansing of the temple, or maybe the cleansing of my heart. We look at the Pharisees and we might say,
how, but perhaps we have the seeds of the same disease that the Pharisees had. There are three primary, you know, diseases or three primary sins. They were hypocrisy, pride, and ignorance or foolishness. So let's go through them really quickly and get an idea and measure ourselves as we journey through this week in the spirit of repentance. We measure ourselves to see, perhaps I have similar traits as the Pharisees. And mind you, the Pharisees were the only group of people that the Lord Christ had a problem with saving. And actually, he makes this last week, and more so tomorrow, Tuesday, the Tuesday of teaching, we'll find that the Lord is making this last-ditch effort to try to save the Pharisees and to get them to follow him and to confess, but they don't. So these were the most difficult group of people that Christ dealt with, and it was because of their hypocrisy and their pride and their ignorance that kept them from rejoicing as Christ with the King, and also on Sunday, Palm Sunday, and also rejoicing with him as a Savior on the day of his resurrection. So the first disease was their hypocrisy. And I'll just mention a couple of, you know, examples or a couple of traits of hypocrisy, and we can measure ourselves. The first one is typically the hypocrite is very concerned with the value, how other people value him. He's concerned with the opinion of other people a little bit too much. That's why the Lord says what? In John 12, he says, "Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him." So even among the rulers, the people believed in Christ. But he says what? "But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue." So they believed him, but then they valued what other people thought of them more than what the truth was and what was clearly evident before them. And he continues and says, "For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God." They love the praise of men more than the praise of God. And many of us know through our experience in life, you'll find the praise of men is very transient. It's very, you know, comes and goes. And you'll find the one who praises you today could be the one who curses you tomorrow, or perhaps even in the same day, right? So the praise of men doesn't last forever, and it fades. It can be somebody maybe tells or spreads a rumor, and the praise turns to criticism and to resentment. The Pharisees also valued what people thought of them, so they prayed in places that they can be clearly seen. It says in the woes that they prayed in the synagogue and kind of lifted their hands. Why? So the people would see them and praise them for that. St. Paul, kind of when he addresses the issue, he says, concerning the apostles now, he's concerning the apostles, he says, "For do I now persuade men, or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ." So he says, if I still pleased men, and mind you, he's speaking from who? From experience, because he was what? What was he? He was a Pharisee. A Pharisee of the Pharisees, right? So he's speaking on, still please men, I would not be able to become a bondservant of Christ. So the bondservant of Christ who's committed to him willingly is not the one who's too concerned with what the people think, but what God thinks of them. Do I carry about my day thinking about what God thinks of me or what the people are going to say about me? The next part of hypocrisy, or the next symptom of hypocrisy, is the numbing of the conscience. The hypocrite is usually pretty good about numbing their conscience. Damir, yareh ad-damir, very good. What is this? Is they do or say something, and then they tell themselves something else to numb, yani, their conscience. As if the most important fault or the most important issue is the conscience, not the sin itself. Do you follow me? So the issue is not the sin, but it's the conscience that troubles me. How can I give rest to the conscience without really regard to the sin? So the problem becomes more about me, not about the sin that I have committed. You know, it's like, you know, in the medical field, they'll tell you what, don't treat the signs, but treat the underlying cause. So if I have come in with like a runny nose, or if I have, you know, spitting or have like sputum coming up and it's discolored, do I just give something to, you know, rest the cough and the sputum, or do I look to see if there is an underlying infection? If we just treat the symptoms, we're just like putting tape. But then when we go in and treat the underlying cause, then what happens? Then everything, all of the symptoms associated are uprooted, right? So the hypocrite is the one who just treats the symptom, the part that's on the outside, and then numbs the conscience, the underlying cause. I'll give you an example. For example, some people might say, I'll commit this certain sin, and they know that it's a sin, and they'll commit it. And they'll come and say, Tayyib, this month, Ashan, yani this thing, I'm going to fast one extra day. Or I'm going to give 12% of tithe rather than 10%. Is going to help the sin. No, what I'm doing, I'm just putting a piece of tape over it, trying to cover it with my conscience, just covering it, right? Just doing something to give rest to the conscience. Or somebody, this is very common now with the social media and with all of the sermons that are online, will say, we'll listen to sermons, and there'll be people that have sermons on 24/7 in the house, and they think that listening to the sermons make them a righteous person. Is it the listening that makes us righteous, or the doing that makes us righteous? If I listen, this is good. But if the listening doesn't translate to doing, then what? I'm just, you know, putting a band-aid on it. I'm just relieving the conscience. I just say, okay, I have this playing in the background, and this just bireh demiri. Even some of us are here, you know, today. We're praying the Baskal prayers, and we're saying, Thuk tatigom, thine is the power. And then we might go home, and then it turns, the switch turns from the church to the home, and I begin to be angry, yelling and screaming, maybe perhaps cursing, indulging in different things, right? So again, I'm just coming to the basha as a tape, just to rayh ad-damir, to relieve the conscience. The third thing about hypocrisy is they do things to gain the admiration or the praise of people. The hypocrite typically would do things so that other people can praise him. Listen to what the Lord describes about when he tells us to give charity. نعمل يعني عمل صالحة. What does he say? He says, therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound the trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogue or in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. So where would they give their offering? It said that they give them in the synagogue and in the streets. So is this good? It seems like it's good. But why are they giving them in the synagogue and the streets? Because there are a lot of people there. The people will, you know, see us reaching in my pocket and putting, you know, in the money. I recall when I was a bit younger, I used to attend a church, and they would pass the money plate, and it was a plate. It wasn't like a bag. So everybody saw what the other person next to you was putting in. So even if, you know, perhaps there was somebody poor and really couldn't put in much, and I happened to be sitting next to somebody who was wealthy, you'd see somebody put like in a 50 or 100, and the person next to him is putting like $1 or $2. But come on, it's very embarrassing. That's why we don't prefer this. And actually, we don't even prefer the bag. We prefer just to put the donation boxes, and everybody puts as they can. And if you remember also, in the same scenario, we have the scenario of the woman who puts the two mites, right? We have the contrast where the Pharisee or the wealthy person puts in much and is seen by all. But then you see the woman, غَلْبَانَ كِدَ عَلَى أَدَّهَا, she puts in the two mites in silence كده, and puts them in. And then the Lord praised her because she put in out of her poverty. You know, she wasn't looking to get praise from anyone, but who did she get praise from? From Christ, right? And he put this became in the gospel, and we read it, you know, every Baskha week. And whenever we read the gospel, we read this passage. And we give this woman praise and honor because of what she did. So do things to get the praise of others or the attention of others. God willing, at the end of the week, malicious attet, forgive me, we're going to have a feast of the resurrection. Right? Hell, when I come and get dressed for the feast of the resurrection, am I getting dressed? So the woman next to me will say, wow, what a nice dress. What nice shoes he has. Or even worse, to get the attention of the gentleman. Why am I dressing? Or am I dressing well as coming to church to present myself as a bride to Christ, right? Or am I worried about the exterior? The first problem was the problem of hypocrisy. The second is the problem of pride. The problem of pride. Of course, we speak a lot about the problem of pride because it's the root of all sin. And I think if you can think about the pride, just think about I and my. I and my. When you use the words I and my, what is the context? I do so and so. I did so and so. Right? My children do so and so. My business is so and so. Right? So these are all the seeds of pride when you use I and my. Of course, there are some exceptions, right? When we say maybe like I have sinned, okay, this is a good way, right? But typically when we use I and my, they're about making myself look good and be praised. And sometimes we can use the, we can cover the pride with with fake humility, right? We'll say what we're talking maybe about business, and then we say, thank God, my business is so and so and so, and I have this many locations. So what did he do? He started off nicely and said, thank God, but then it began to came after that. This is exactly what happened with the tax collector and the Pharisee. The Pharisee stood and prayed to himself, said, God, thank you. Great beginning. This is how we start all the prayers, right? Thanksgiving prayer. And then he says, God, I thank you that I am not like the other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, and even the tax collectors. So he starts off good and thanks God, but then by all the my's and I's come following after. So sometimes the seed of pride, of this boasting, can be hidden in humility. And if you'll notice in Scripture, when Christ would perform miracles, very often, what would he tell the person whom he healed? Don't say this to anyone. Don't make it known. And of course, being human that they are, they're so excited about their healing and they go tell everybody. But what does Christ tell them? Don't. My time of glory is not yet. Don't tell anyone, right? So, the first symptom of pride is boasting. The second is judgmental. You'll find, the person who's proud is also very judgmental. Because I'm proud, I think I'm better, so better has to be of comparison, right? When we think about something's better or worse, there has to be a standard, right? So therefore, I'm better than somebody, then somebody else must be what? Must be worse. So when I then deem others worse, then I fall into the sin of judgment. And this judgment might be by eyesight. Like, I might be praying in the church, and then I see somebody come in and stand up, and then they're maybe coming late to church, and immediately I'm saying, why is this person coming late? They're always late. And they come and stand right in front of me, and they come late and distract me, right? But just by sight. Or we might say, I can't believe this person is taking communion. I just saw him last week, Geza. Because if you saw him for Geza, where were you? For Geza Vardu, right? You were there with him, right? They're very good about seeing the others. That's why the Lord warns us, says, why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye and do not consider the plank in your own eye? Why are you taking out a speck but leaving the plank in your own eye? Sin of judgment, being judgmental, another symptom of pride. The third is the person who is proud also is the one who usually thinks evil of others. They usually think evil. They think maybe perhaps that people are always against them. And they think that people don't like me. Do you remember Saul? Right? Saul, what was his problem? After the people said, oh, look, Saul killed his thousands, but David what? His 10,000s. Right when he saw that, because he was proud, how could they say 10 to him and 1 to me? No. Then what happened? Then he thought that David was out to take his kingdom. Although the man served him very faithfully, defeated Goliath for him, made the army of Israel look very good and all of these things, but yet he still felt that David was after his kingdom, which wasn't the case. Actually, this was something in his own mind, he was fooling himself, all because of the seeds of pride in his heart. That's why St. Paul says, love thinks no evil. Love is simple, right? It doesn't think evil of others. but makes excuses for them. The second problem, or the last problem of the Pharisees, is the foolishness or the ignorance. And the Lord says, you know, he describes the Pharisees as being foolish when what? When they says, "Now you Pharisees make the outside of the cup and dish clean, but your inward parts are full of greed and wickedness, O foolish ones." So he calls it foolish to be concerned with the outside, but leave the inside. And he continues and says, "Did not he who made the outside make the inside also? Isn't the one who makes the outside the same as the one who makes the inside?" So the Lord calls these individuals foolish who look or concern more of the outside than the inside. Very often, we're very concerned about the body. It's very common, we'll say, okay, how much time do you spend in the morning in prayer? When I say, Abban Elezi, or Our Father, as I'm leaving. Okay, let's compare that to how long we're getting ready for work. Putting on makeup, shaving, brushing our teeth, getting dressed. What is the comparison? Time are we spending getting ready for the world bodily? And then how much time are we spending getting ready for the world spiritually? Right? And the what's the foolish part about it is what? All of us know that the body is going to end up where? In the grave. Right? Nobody thinks that the body is going to live forever. But yet, despite us knowing that the body will perish, yet we still focus so much attention. It's kind of like the image that comes to me is like the, you know, like the Energizer Bunny that keeps just walking into the wall. Although the wall is there and it's not going anywhere, but it just keeps running into the wall. Or anybody ever watched Moana before? And you know that little chicken that's in the movie? It just goes and just hits its face and it's not there. So it's kind of like that. We look at that and say, that's very foolish. But sometimes we do the same thing. We put so much emphasis on the things that perish, but the things that last forever, we don't give much value to. I really like in the book of Song of Songs. It's a story, you know, about the soul or the church and the beloved or Christ. And the soul describes, or the Shulamite describes herself as being what? She says, "I am dark but lovely. I am dark but lovely." What does this mean? How can she be dark and lovely? Staying dark here is she sees herself, she sees the sins of herself. All of us, we might say to ourselves, "I can see all of my sins and I describe myself as being dark." But then what is lovely about her is that she's married or she's engaged to the king. If I'm this peasant person, if I'm like a peasant girl who lives in the poorest of villages and has just one outfit that I wear every day, and this is how I live, I'm looking, can look at myself and say, "I'm dark." And then if the son of the king, the prince, comes and says, "This woman is appealing to me. Come, let me get engaged to her and marry her." Will he leave you in the peasant clothes? No. You will become lovely because of him. So this is how we should look at ourselves. We look at ourselves as being dark, but yet we're lovely at the same time because we're married to the king. This is not foolishness, but this is wisdom. That's why St. Peter tells us, "Don't let your adornment be merely outwardly, arranging the hair, wearing gold, and putting on fine apparel, but rather it be the hidden person of the heart, with an incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God." So St. Peter, who was one of the disciples, is telling us what is precious to the Lord Jesus. When what? The gentle and quiet spirit. This is what's very precious to the Lord. Lastly, just so we can finish, is another sign of being foolish is the love of money. The Lord said in the parable of the rich fool, he was just busy collecting his wealth and putting it into barns, and the crop and putting it into barns. And then the Lord says, but God said to him, "Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be when you have be which you have provided? So it is who lays up treasures for himself and is not rich towards God." So it says you're being a fool because you're building all of this wealth, but nobody takes any of this with them to the next life. You know, God gave us money and wealth to exchange and to give to the poor. St. John Chrysostom says something very beautiful. He says that the poor need the rich. Easy. But he also said that the rich need the poor as well. Because it's without the poor that the rich will lose the blessing and will possibly lose their eternity because they didn't give to the poor. And the poor also need the wealthy. So we said that the Lord today came to cleanse the temple and to cleanse the Pharisee. Perhaps there's a little bit of Pharisee in me. And I challenge us, and I, you know, put before us this, you know, task of perhaps tonight and as we go home, to think about, is there a bit of me that's like the Pharisee? Is there hypocrisy in my life? Is there pride in my life? And is there a bit of foolishness on my part in my life? And if there is, we ask God to cleanse us, to make us pure, as He did with the temple. Although we know that we're dark, but we ask Him to make us lovely by His grace. To Him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. We ask and entreat You, O Lord God, the Father, the Pontificator, and the Holy and Only Begotten Son, who created and ordered all things, and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, the Holy Trinity, before whom every knee bows in heaven and on earth. We ask You, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. For the heavenly peace and unity of all churches in the world, monasteries, and for those dwelling in and caring for all holy places. O God, have compassion on Your creation and deliver it from all evil. We ask You, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. Lord, have mercy. O You who by Your power planned the life of man before his creation and created all that exists by Your wisdom and adorned the heavens with stars and the earth with plants, trees, and vineyards, and the valleys with meadows and flowers. O our King, accept now the supplications of Your servants who have placed themselves in Your hands, and say, we ask You, O Lord, to hear us, mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O great and holy God, who created man in His image and likeness and gave him a living and reasoning soul, have mercy, O Lord, on Your creation which You have made. Show us compassion and send down upon us Your mercy from the heights of Your holiness and Your prepared dwelling. We ask You, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. O You who saved Your servant Noah the righteous and delivered him from the flood with his sons and their wives and also the clean and unclean animals, for the sake of the earth renewal, we ask You, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Maker and Provider of all, deliver Your people from the flood of the sea of this passing world, and protect them and all animals from harm, and provide for the needs of the birds. For You give to all birds, animals, and ravens their sustenance. We ask You, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. O You who were received as a guest by Your servant Abraham the patriarch and ate at his table and blessed his seed, O our King, accept now the supplications of Your servants and priests who place themselves in Your hands. Have compassion on the world and save Your people from every hardship. Abide in them and accompany them. We ask You, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord,
we ask You, O Lord, to guard us from all evil, to have compassion on Your creation and all Your people. For the eyes of everyone wait upon You, for You give them their food in due season. O sustainer of all flesh, the help of the helpless and the hope of the hopeless, we ask You, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. O You who look to the humble with watchful eyes of protection, who saved Joseph from his master's wife, set him as a ruler over Egypt and spared him in the days of hardship, so that his brothers and father Jacob came and knelt before him and took from him wheat for the sustenance of their children and animals, so also bow our heads and knee before You, O our Creator and Provider, and we ask you for everything concerning everything and in everything. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O God, Logos of the Father, who works in the Law, the Prophets, and the Old Testament, and fulfills them, save your people from every hardship, manage their lives according to your good will, and spare them from famine and calamities. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Kyrie eleison.
O you who supported the people of Israel 40 years in the desert of Sinai, though they had no houses or storehouses. O my Lord, keep now your people and bless their houses and storehouses with your heavenly blessings. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who accepted the prayer of Elijah the Tishbite when the sky rained and the earth produced vegetation and blessed the barrel of wheat and the vessel of oil in the widow's household, through the intercessions of your holy saints and prophets, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. O God, have compassion on the world with kind and merciful eyes. Bless their crops and storehouses and the little they may have. Raise the waters of the rivers according to their measure. Grant moderation to the winds. Bless the Nile of Egypt this year and every year. Give joy to the face of the earth and to us men. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who accepted the repentance of the Ninevites when they fasted together and received the confessions of the right-hand thief upon the cross, make us also worthy of pleasing you and receiving your compassion, crying out and saying, remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom and receive from your servants their repentance, their confessions, their fastings, and their offerings, which are offered upon your holy altar as acceptable incense, and have mercy on them, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. O you, the mighty provider, chastiser, healer, and physician of our souls and bodies, who tested his servant Job and healed him of his calamities, and recompensed him for his losses with more than what he had, have mercy on your people and save them from their calamities, tribulations, trials, and hardships. O upholder of those who trust in you, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ our God, Logos of the Father, who sanctified his pure disciples, washed their feet, and made them leaders of the believers, and a light for the faith, who by them satisfied hungry souls and taught them to pray, saying, our Father who art in heaven, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. O worker of wonders and miracles, who fed the thousands with 5 loaves, raised the dead, and blessed the wedding of Cana in Galilee, O Lord, bless now the bread, oil, plants, beehives, trades, products, and all the works of your servants, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, save your people and surround them on every side by the sign of your life-giving cross. Raise the state of Christians in all the world and fill the hearts of their rulers with kindness towards them. Soften their hearts towards our poor and needy brethren, and keep every evil far from them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. O you who entrusted us with your holy covenant, your body and blood present with us every day upon the altar, through the descending of your Holy Spirit on the bread and wine, and commanded us, saying, do this in remembrance of me. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ, our God, have mercy on your people and the successor of your apostles. Bless the fruit of the earth and give gladness to the heart of men. Through the abundance of fruits and blessings, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. O begotten of the Father, who was incarnate of the Blessed Virgin, Saint Mary, in the fullness of time, who said to his saint disciples, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptize them,
teaching them all that I've commanded you, and behold, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Be also with your people and cry out to you, saying, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O forgiver of sins and giver of all things, forgive the sins of your people, purify them from every blemish, and cleanse them from every deceit, and keep them from bearing false witness and from all envy and slander, and uproot from their hearts every evil thought, murmuring, doubts, and hardness of heart arising from pride. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. You are the rampart of our salvation, O Mother of God, the invincible fortress. Bring to naught the counsel of the adversaries. Turn the mourning of your servants into joy. Defend our cities. Fight for the Orthodox kings and leaders. And intercede for the peace of the world and churches. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O God of mercy and compassion, Lord of all comfort, do not be angry with us, nor rebuke us for our wicked deeds, nor for our many sins. Do not be wrathful with us, nor let your wrath endure forever. Hear us, O God of Jacob, and look unto us. O God, our helper, spare the world from death, scarcity, plagues, devastation, the sword of enemies, earthquakes, horror, and all fearsome events. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. For the sake of our protection under your high and mighty hand, O God, we ask you to keep for us the life of our honored father and patriarch, Pope Abba Tewodros II, and his pardon the apostolic liturgy, our father, the Bishop Abba Yusuf, to confirm them on their thrones for many years in quiet and peaceful times. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ, our God, we ask of your graciousness and your great mercy to keep for us the life of our fathers, the metropolitans, bishops, and all the leaders of the flock. Confirm the sheep of your flock. Grant protection to the priests, purity to the deacons, strength to the elders, understanding to the young, chastity to the virgins, asceticism to the monks and nuns, purity to the married, and protection for women. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy. Again, we ask for the safe return of travelers, support for widows and orphans, abundance for the poor, and those who are in debt, pay their debts and forgive them. And those who are in prisons or in distresses, give them release. Heal the sick and repose the departed. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O God of our holy fathers, do not forsake those whom you have created with your holy hands, who manifested your love for mankind. O merciful one, accept from your mother an intercession on our behalf. And save, O Savior, humble people. Do not leave us to the end, nor forsake us forever. For the sake of your holy name, do not break your covenant, nor take away from us your mercy. For the sake of Abraham, your beloved, Isaac, your servant, and Jacob, your saint, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Evnoti naina antesho naero nari o naini men chentek met oro.
Kyria leison, Kyria leison, Kyria
Laison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie
eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Vini semninan ente kirini kan vinan evo.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Gore vole
نگاش انتیتی اکلیسی آری صفت روس نسکم شاینی
کیریا لیسون کیریا لیسون کیریا
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Emmanuel lana fi wasatna an bi magdi abi والروح القدس
كيريا ليسون كيريا ليسون كيريا ليسون
كيريا ليسون كيريا ليسون كيريا ليسون
انت في اسمه ايرون تيرين انت في طوبو ان نهيت انت في طالت شوني شون انت نفسك نمن صوما
كيريا ليسون كيريا ليسون كيريا ليسون
كيريا ليسون كيريا ليسون كيريا ليسون
تلوش تمكو بخريستوس نمبكيو تنار سوس نمبب نمسو جاباشكا سوتي امونا من الليلو يزوك سابت في كيوكي اجيوبن ماتي كانينكاي Estosion astonion amen tenoce volengo e mozeo sois isos be Christos vieta vas e bestavros e che homche satana sabasit enne chala sotiemon o naina kiriale son kiriale son kiriale vlogisonem
May Jesus Christ, our true God, who through his own goodwill accepted sufferings and was crucified on the cross for our sake, bless us with all spiritual blessing and support us, and complete for us the holy best, and bring forth upon us the joy of his holy resurrection for many years and peaceful times. Through the never-ending intercession of the holy Theotokos, St. Mary, and of all the choir of the angels and archangels, through the prayers of the patriarchs, prophets, apostles, martyrs, righteous, holy ones, cross-bearers, ascetics, confessors, and anchorites, and through the blessing of this holy Bascha of our good Savior, may their holy blessings, their benediction, their power, their gift, their love, and their help be with us all forever. Amen. Be Christos ben Noti.
Amen.
Amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Now the love of God the Father's grace, only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, give fellowship and communion. The Holy Spirit be with you all. Go in peace. Peace, the Lord be with you.